And we are back with another episode of the Harris Huddle. I'm on my seventh episode. It's crazy when I look back in the summer and I just think about how far I've came progressing with this podcast. But anyway, we're going to get to that a little bit later, but I am back. It feels great to be back with the Harris Huddle and make episodes again. You guys wouldn't believe it. My computer has been broke. It feels like for like a month I've been having computer issues and I had to get the whole back of my screen taken off and my front of my screen, and they cracked it. And it's just, man, I need better techs in my life to fix my computer. If you guys ever need a computer suggestion, don't buy a computer that can fold backwards and has a sensitive touchscreen. Please don't, for the love of God, for your health. But this episode, I want to give a special shout out and this episode is really dedicated to my Uncle Ronnie, his beautiful wife Stephanie, and their baby boy Jet. They contracted COVID-19. They live out in Kansas and they're all my family. And I just want to say I love them and really just keep fighting and stay strong, and just you'll get over it and get above it and get back to normal soon. Hopefully the whole country. And I want to give love to my big cousin, Kawan. He lost his father, Lewis. If you're listening, Kawan and Ronnie and all y'all, really love y'all. Gonna come out there. Hopefully Kansas one of these days, one of these weekends pretty soon. But love y'all. Love you, Kawan, big cousin. You're going to get through it. Times are going to be better. But after that, this episode is dedicated to y'all. And we're going to get into our topics of the day. Damian Lillard and Devin Booker's bubble performance. Both of them had a historic bubble performance. I thought the bubble was going to be boring, playing bad. I mean, look at the stadium. It looks like one of those Euro tournaments in FIFA. They play out in the East, in Europe, like the FIFA or the FIBA. But Lillard went crazy, man. He really put the Blazers back in the playoffs. He averaged 37 points, 9 assists, 4 rebounds while shooting 49% from the field and 43% from three-point distance in 8 games. Just think about that whole stat line. He's making almost half his shots from 3 and from the field. It seems like a lot of you guys, if you haven't seen the game, Lillard played Damian Lillard and the Blazers played the LA Clippers in the bubble, and he missed the last two free throws that would have tied the game, or I think won it, but I think it would have tied the game. So since that game, Damian Lillard averaged 51 points and 9 assists. When I tell you that is beast mode, like I can't think of a better player that's playing right now than Damian Lillard, but maybe this second player that I'm about to bring up can have that argument. Devin Booker from the Phoenix Suns has led the Suns we're talking about. We're not talking about the Lakers, the Clippers, the Suns. Number one pick every year, Suns. Number one or two. They really in the process like the 76ers. But Devin Booker has led the Suns on a resurgence in the bubble. Almost making the playoffs. Almost, if the Nets would have won. But they were edged out in the playoffs by Dame Lillard and the Blazers and Dame Lillard and the Grizzlies that got in that play-in game. But it would have really been interesting to see Dame Lillard and Booker go at it in that play-in game. But unfortunately for the Suns, they didn't get the luck drawn on them. But Devin Booker averaged 30 points per game, 6 assists, and almost 5 boards with 4.9 boards per game. That's really great. Him and Dame really Dame won bubble MVP and the NBA gave out various awards for the little bubble games, and Dame Lillard won MVP by the media, and Devin Booker came in a short second. But both of them made the all bubble team, and both great players trying to battle and get their teams to the playoffs. But Devin Booker made the Suns look like something in the bubble to watch next year. But I also hold my breath because just how the sun comes out every day, the Suns can be trash every day. I mean, they just, they make it, they make new ways of being trash and having a lottery pick every year. But I really wish the Suns and for Devin Booker's mental health just to be good and finally get in the playoffs. It's good to see new teams get better and just actually have some success. And that concludes our like little bubble. These are my two players I really think deserve some love for their bubble performance. And I hope Damian Lillard, I hope he doesn't beat my Lakers because I'm a huge LeBron fan, but I hope he does. He does at least makes it interesting with the Lakers, but I really hope LeBron wins. Next topic of the day, we have our notable college opt-outs and how they can really change the season. First couple opt-outs we have were real notable players. It's Caleb Farley, cornerback at Virginia Tech, Micah Parsons, linebacker at Penn State, and Gregory Russo, defensive end, University of Miami. And also Rashad Bateman, wide receiver, University of Minnesota. Almost all of these players are projected first-round picks. Really, two of them are going to be top 10 picks, off, no doubt. But all of these players are going to be first-round picks, and they like I would anybody, but they took their self-interest at hand instead of taking care of them and want to better their health and not be practicing and sweating and breathing on people that, you know, their teammates, coaches, you know, being in a college campus, they could easily contract COVID, and it could really like mess up your body and possibly mess up your future. And you don't want to get hurt trying to win meaningless games, and you might not even have a national title. I mean, you could have a conference, but man, what's a national? You can get a conference championship. Wow. But instead of, I'd rather have $30 million instead of a conference championship. Yeah, the memories are great, but look at the season we're having. The whole season could get canceled at any second, any day, but you never know. All of these players, I have Micah Parsons and Gregory Russo, Rashad Bateman in my other episode. I have my first mock draft, and Micah Parsons, I think, is at 5 to the Panthers, and Gregory Russo is with the Lions. But if you haven't seen that that episode with my mock draft, go check it out. You'll hear a little more in-depth of my analysis with the players of Micah Parsons, Gregory Russo, Rashad Bateman. All good players, all help their team, and are all going to help future NFL teams and are great players. Now, this makes me bring up the question. About these notable other QBs that are going to be really top 10, top 5 picks. Justin Fields, quarterback at Ohio State, and Trey Lance, North Dakota State University. Now, if you may not know, the Big Ten, which has like schools like Michigan, Ohio State, Minnesota, Nebraska, what's another team? Nebraska, Wisconsin, Iowa, they all up north teams. They canceled the Big Ten, postponed the season to the spring, and that kind of has a big impact on Justin Fields, who's one of the top quarterbacks in the country. If you may not know, the NFL draft is in the spring, and they push the season back to the spring. So that kind of puts Justin Fields in a little of a pickle, because you can't play a season and then prepare for the draft. It's kind of that is putting your body through too much. You're trying to throw for a whole season, and then you're trying to throw. For NFL scouts and train and run and eat right and prepare for the NFL, what it takes to be in the NFL. And after that, shortly after that, you're going to have training camp for the NFL. And that's just going to be putting your body and your mind through tiring exercise. So with Justin Fields, I really think he's not going to play this season if the Big Ten doesn't play this season in the fall, because while risk playing and hurting yourself for possibly meaningless games, yeah, conference championship. But if I'm Justin Fields, I'm punching that ticket, going to be a top 5 pick and go get my $35+ million and possibly tens of millions in endorsements. Start my new chapter. And I am a big Ohio State fan, and I really was a fan of Justin Fields out of high school and in college. And I appreciate what he has done for the Ohio State University. But the other quarterback I referenced was Trey Lance, quarterback at North Dakota State University. I didn't know about him until maybe like January, February. But he is another great quarterback in the line of quarterbacks coming from North Dakota State University. And I know you didn't hear me stutter. I said North Dakota State University. If you don't know about that school, it's a very good school, wins championships every year. And, of course, North Dakota, they play in the dome. It's very snowy. They're very tough. They're scrappy. They come in the league ready to play. And I watched Trey Lance highlights. He seems pretty good, but I feel like he would really benefit if he played another season. But if your season is canceled or postponed to the spring, I would really punch my ticket to go to the draft and make tons of money. I mean, who wouldn't? Like, it would be no shot I'd play for North Dakota. But that's just me. I mean, if you have love for your school, you'll really play. But I really think both these guys and various other players, if there are any more, like, surefire first-round picks out there, are going to opt out and think about themselves for once and not play for the coaches and get exposed. And you're not getting paid. So I think they should really I think they're going to think for themselves and sign with an agent and skip the season. Because, like I say, like, if you're like a regular guy like me, you have millions of dollars in one hand. You have college season in the other hand with no money, and I'm not getting paid, and I'm going to be taking classes. I think I'm going to pick the latter. I think really 99% of people are going to pick the latter, because it's just how the world works, man. But I really hope college football has a season and people don't get COVID and possibly don't get sick or really die from it, because I mean, it's kind of going to be a little boring without college football. But I understand canceling it, and I really would lean for canceling it out of the safety of the players, because they don't really get paid. But in our next topic at hand, yeah, we talk about the college season. As I expressed previously, the only Power 5 conferences playing, and those are your big conferences, like your Alabama's, your Ohio State's, your Florida's, your Arizona's, your USC's, UCLA's. But the only big three out of those conferences is the ACC, the Big 12, and the SEC are only Power 5 conferences projected to play in the fall. Some of them are delayed, but these three are really still going track for playing. And the ACC is the Atlantic Coastal Conference. They have schools like Boston College, Wake Forest, Clemson, Virginia, Florida State, Miami, what's another, Georgia Tech, North Carolina, and they have schools like that. If you just give you kind of a overview of the conference, and we have the Big 12. Big 12 is like our Midwest states: Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, what's another one? TCU, Baylor, schools like that. And then our next conference playing is the SEC. They have Georgia, this kind of Southeastern conference. They have Georgia, Alabama, Auburn, Mississippi State, go Dogs, Hail State. We have Tennessee, Missouri, and various other schools that I can't remember right now, but I'm just naming them off the top of my head. And the Big Ten and Pac-12 have canceled or moved to spring ball. But I really, the main thing I really have, and I really appreciate them for going out and canceling, because you have to listen to the doctors, you have to listen to the medical personnel, you have to think about your players, and you have to take precautions. But like precautions, like I move into my next thing I want to talk about. Coaches must be accountable and do the correct procedure instead of trying to be about the money in football. You have to care about your players instead of your bonus. I know a lot of it's kind of seeping out and it's not being really, it's been broadcasted, but a lot of players, they might not be like known players. They're kind of saying, hey, these coaches aren't following the procedures. They should be held accountable in there. And of course, various other more notable players on the team are kind of like, hey, no, I like it here. I'll practice here. But I feel like that one player acknowledging the injustice is really correct. You know, you kind of have to, yeah, those players that are more notable to defend their coach and like, hey, nah, it isn't like this. But you have to defend, you have to really protect your players, be a player's coach, because I know these coaches really come through these guys home and say they really care about you, love you, and they'll do this for you. But you have to show it, man, because like, if we don't get paid, that's all blasphemy right now, because you have to show love for your players, show love for your team, and because you're getting a check, they're not, and they could die. But that's all my what I have on the college season, man. I just I really hope for my the players I know playing, Nasir, Abu, and various others, Mike Price, Donovan at East Tennessee State, Nasir's at Wake Forest, Abu's at FAMU. Just be safe, have good seasons, and just wish the best for y'all, man. And in this net 2020 season. And our next topic, I have my NFL season and my concerns with the NFL season, and kind of like the news for the week. A great player out of Green Bay, Kenny Clark, he got a 4-year extension for $70 million, and he plays for the Green Bay Packers. Nose tackle, that's kind of the – he plays on the defensive line. He's one of the best players in the NFL that very few don't know about. Probably the best nose tackle in the NFL. Really pivotal player on the Green Bay Packer defense. And getting about $15 million a year, and he's only 24 years old. So when he's 28, he can really re-up again if he's playing really great. But that's another – he got extended, I think, earlier in the week. And a pair of all-pro Super Bowl tight ends just got paid. Travis Kelce and George Kittle reset the tight end market yesterday, with each getting big deals. Kelce adds on to his current contract, making it a 6-year extension. I don't know the first 2 years of his money, but the extension was 4 years, $57.25 million. And then Kittle got paid first. George Kittle plays for the 49ers, and Travis Kelce plays for the Chiefs. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl, 49ers lost. Sorry, Kittle, but Kittle received a 5-year deal worth $70 million, keeping him with the 49ers to try and make another run at that Super Bowl. I really, and if you don't know, man, I suggest if you don't know about either of these players, look at their top 100s and really see what other players think about them. I just watched George Kittle's top 100 like 2 weeks ago, and he's a man. He's a real dog. Blocking, catching, running after catch. He can do it all. He really deserves, both these players deserve all that money, because they're really pivotal to the offense. They can really eat up the middle of the field, run different routes, get in the trenches, get dirty and block and catch passes, those little slants, out routes, and just really open up the offense that you can take the top off of defense. Because I know watching games, teams really double Kelce. They double Tyreek Hill, wide receiver for the Chiefs. They double Kelce and they double Tyreek Hill. And that really can open up the offense for like a Mecole Hardman and a DeMarcus Robinson or Damian Williams or Clyde Edwards-Helaire to just take up the field and eat up the offense, because you put four people on two, that's a numbers mismatch. And you know, like George Kittle, he's really a security blanket for Jimmy Garoppolo at the 49ers. He's a really big pivotal piece with him. Him and Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel for that Kyle Shanahan Super Bowl offense. Even though he chokes, but he has a great offense. And probably our last topic for today is, I know everybody has seen this on social media, ESPN. The Seattle Seahawks rookie cornerback out of Oklahoma State, Kemon Siver. Got released from the Seahawks for trying to sneak a female visitor into the team hotel. He disguised her in Seahawks gear and tried to sneak her into the team hotel, where I think any visitors is banned except approved visitors by the team, which is really literally no one. But he got released after getting caught. But I don't want to call the man dumb, but it wasn't very smart in his hand, and I hope he gets another chance. Probably not, but he was an undrafted rookie, but I really hope to get another chance to, like, prove himself and make and, like, actually, if he gets cut for, like, not playing. But I just want to get a second chance, because, you know, I know he has to be feeling gut-wrenched right now. You got cut for that, and you kind of think to yourself, what am I doing? I could have just ruined the once-in-a-lifetime chance to play in the NFL, practice in the NFL. Because, I mean, you know, what if he doesn't make it? I know I just disagree with memories in college, but those guys are going to be surefire NFL players. But we got guys that are undrafted or, like, not sure if they're going to make the roster. They cherish, I mean, you cherish, like, me being a former player, you cherish the memories, you cherish the practices, you cherish who you lined up against. You cherish almost all the minutes you have playing football. And I know it's kind of, it would be a great thing to be like, hey, I practiced in the NFL. Hey, I did this in the NFL. Like, I was in the Seahawks facilities. I did this. Like, you kind of never forget those things. And even if you don't make the roster, you just, it's kind of a thing you wish you could have, or like those type of things are things you wish you can like remember or think about. But I really wish he gets another chance to prove himself. Not maybe, of course, not with the Seahawks, but maybe with another team. They have some, maybe an injury, he can bounce back and prove himself. And I really hope he learns from this mistake and just, you got to do better, man. You just can't find a different way to sneak somebody in. Or but, I mean, it's a laughable moment, but you wish the best for people. And it's kind of lesson learned. And but that's the end of my We Back episode. I'm back. I'm glad to be back. Hopefully I don't sound too rusty in this episode. But really love you guys. Love my audience. Thank you for listening to me with my topics. And I hope as I constantly get better, I can talk about more things, talk about different sports things. Maybe you guys can talk about different topics, and I can give my opinions on them. But as I've been going in my hiatus, I reached over 100 views, currently at 112 right now. And I just want to say thank you. If you listen to the podcast up to now, I just want to say thank you. And thank you for listening to my, if you listen to previous episodes or this your first episode, thank you. I just want to say thank you guys for, I've only been doing this for like maybe 3 months, and it's a blessing. And it's very great to see yourself reach goals you see for yourself. And it just, I hope I keep progressing and keep getting better, and just y'all in my audience keeps supporting me and coming with me on my journey and talking sports, talking anything, man, but talking life, because life is different at this point. But I just want to say thank you again for the 100 views and the support of my podcast. If you share with your friends, that'd be great. But if you share, click, listen. Listen, show it to your dog, show it to your grandma, show it to anybody. I really appreciate it and appreciate the love you guys support me, myself, and the Harris Huddle. And I hope to keep making podcasts for you guys. And of course, I'm gonna try and get a podcast out every week. If you don't know, I'm back at my school, Mississippi State, and I'm just trying to take classes and really get adjusted and see my time, how I can really push this podcast episode out. Once again, thank you. Love you guys. Love everyone. And shout out to the guy from Ireland who listened to my podcast. I saw you when I checked my distribution. Shout out to Ireland. Shout out to everybody around the world. Hopefully this podcast gets out, but shout out to him. And we are out.